hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, otherwise known as...
The Douche.
29 years on the air. We still haven't got it right. But CJ in the studio with me, and here we are doing our thing. Now, Jerry the Diver Guy had a mission to complete before we started Hour 2, and now I don't even see him.
He ran off.
He was going to see what critters are being spotted at Blue Heron Bridge.
He did do that.
He did.
So he'll report that in a moment.
Well, Barry, do you know what critters he found? Did he share that with the Scuba Radio?
Yeah, he shared it with us, but it's his report, so he deserves the Oscar.
You don't want to step on his fins, then, when it comes to this.
Not stepping on his fins.
Jerry's with us now. Jerry, so what did you find out? Anything or no?
They have been seeing lots of different, like,
critters. Nudibranchs. You pointed that out. Oh, nudibranchs.
Many, many different seahorses that they never see there, hardly ever.
Seahorses, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
there's a lot of macro stuff that what they have been seeing is not normally there.
Right. Critters. But the critters
little small critters.
Nudibranchs and maybe seahorses.
Different seahorses.
Anything big, though, cruising through or no?
Just what little bit I looked through, I didn't see nothing big.
Yeah. Bigfoot.
Some
Bigfoot was there?
Rays, so.
Yeah, he might be. I don't know. After what he's been through the last couple of weeks or a few weeks, he probably needs a break. Going to Blue Heron Bridge might be a good spot right there in West Palm Beach.
Well, I'd say let's make a pit stop on the way south.
How many times have you dove that site yourself?
I've only been there twice.
Twice. Okay. Yeah. I've been there a handful of times, but actually CJ's probably the one who's been... Most recently, you went last year, right?
Wasn't that your last dive? No, that was the year before.
Really? Was that long ago?
Yeah.
And what about you, Kenny? You've been over to Blue Heron at all recently or not really?
I go there quite a bit. Do a lot of breakdown videos of it. You know, you'd mentioned earlier you got to dive it at high tide slack, which is true.
Yeah.
And the parking is a bear.
Right.
But I tried one time diving at low tide slack. Just to see. And you might as well just go dive your local retention pond or sewer plant. And I'm pretty sure like a dirty diaper floated by me. It was it was gross.
Well,
it was
there's
shallow.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. So that doesn't work.
It's theatrical. What do you want?
It's bad.
Yeah, exactly. When it's not flushing the stuff out, that's when you want to dive. You don't want it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be there while
the
stuff is
flushing it in.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been quite a while since I've been there, but they got, you know, some rubble piles there that the critters have latched onto. It's an interesting and relatively easy dive if you follow the tides and stuff like that and do it at the right time. It's a pretty cool little spot.
Yeah, but you better be coming out of there when you feel the shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, have you ever been caught in the tide?
I've been coming out of it when the tides start to change.
And what happened to you?
It'll start pulling.
It'll flush you out like that dirty diaper?
It'll flush you out.
You dirty diaper.
You in for a ride.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. But you don't got to bother with that, you know, when we go down to the Keys. So, you know, as long as the wind's not kicked up, we'd be okay, I think. Hey, the other thing I wanted to throw out there to the crew today is not only is it our 29 year anniversary, but I've mapped out our plans for the scuba shows, and it's I've booked airline tickets and what we're doing, and had a few meetings. So Memorial Day weekend is Long Beach Scuba Show, and that's always a huge success. And it's tracking to look like it's going to be a potential record breaker this year. And then the following weekend, the exact, next weekend is Atlantic City, a brand new show for the East Coast. And I've gotten some updates on that, and I've made my plans. That's going to be a fun show. And they're talking about replicating exactly what happens at Long Beach in Atlantic City, which is a blast. It's my favorite, for sure, it's my favorite consumer show that I've ever been to is Long Beach. And if we can replicate that in Atlantic City, which I've never been to Atlantic City, by the way, but I have scoped it out, made my plans. They got a pretty cool layout there at the convention center in Atlantic City. It's relatively easy to get to as well. You can actually fly directly into Atlantic City or fly into Philly. You could even drive down from, you know, Newark or something like that, a couple hour drive if you want to fly into that airport. But it's, you know, and then you got the boardwalk and you got, you know, some casino hotels and things, like a little element of Vegas. So I'm kind of looking forward to that event. What say you? What do you think there, Cock Johnson? You have any interest to go to any of the scuba shows, or are you going to be too tied up? Back to back parties, weekends. What do you think of that?
I have responsibilities.
What? You have no responsibilities. You're not responsible.
That's what you say.
Yes. And what I say goes, right?
No, it doesn't. No one listens to you.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Now, Atlantic City sounds like fun. I've been to Long Beach once. That's cool.
Well, the thing about Long Beach this year, it's going to be 30% larger. We're moving into a new convention hall because the old one can't hold us.
Oh, cool.
So is this a super Long Beach now?
Super Long Beach scuba show? Is that
what you said? It's 30% bigger, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they've taken it underwater and it looks 30% bigger.
Larger.
No,
okay.
Yeah, no.
That makes sense.
It really is. No, they've moved the room that we're using for the Long Beach show into a bigger convention hall there at the convention center. And they're bringing in a stage, a video thing, like a presentation thing on the show floor. I know Vinny Two Tanks looks like he's awestruck right now, or he's having a stroke. I don't know. What is it, Vinny? Are you excited or what?
I've worked those shows many years in a row. Yeah, I'm going to both of them.
Yes, but did you know that
I'm working?
Did you know we're in a new hall at Long Beach?
No, actually, I didn't know that.
See, I taught him something.
I believe you're in Anthony Michael Hall.
No, that's not accurate at all. It's just it's going to be closer to the host hotel, the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, which is, you know, that's where everybody hangs after the show, especially if you're exhibiting and that kind of thing. And then we hop over across the street to the Irish pub in the evening, hang out and have a good old time. But the new hall is literally right across the street, or not even across the street, across the way, the bridge from the Hyatt at the front on Pine Island.
I thought it was
Island,
close before.
I think it's Pine Island Road, the main. Yeah, well, you had to kind of walk back through this aisleway to get to it. No, it wasn't far. This literally is right outside the Hyatt Regency door, and you can walk right into the new hall that we're going to be in.
Color me gobsmacked.
Well, see? See, you learned something. You learned it, didn't you?
I learned it.
Yeah, see? And so did Vinny Two Tanks. So now, you know, if I wouldn't have said this, he probably would have set up at the wrong convention hall. You're welcome, Vinny. You're welcome.
Yeah, that could happen.
Okay.
Fair enough. And then what comes after that one, Greg?
Well, Atlantic City. So Memorial Day weekend is Long Beach. And then the following Saturday, Sunday, and June, first weekend of June, is Atlantic City. They're back-to-back weekends.
Yeah, I'm working my ass off.
Yeah. Casey, the tobacco nut might be there. Don't let that keep you away.
All right,
more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.